All right, here we go on a Monday morning with Boots and Salutes, and you can start things off. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. I have two salutes today. A very big thank you to all the people in Warman who showed up to help us with our Lupusesque barbecue, and thank you to the volunteers. It was a great day. Thank you so much. The other salute is to the people who organized Art in the Park at Ashworth Park yesterday. Venue was excellent. Thank you to all the vendors. Beautiful items, wonderful weather, family occasion, wonderful band. Thank you.
Terrific. Thank you for that. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I know I should let it go, but I just can't help but wanting to boot those that selected Ovechkin as the most valuable player in the Stanley Cup. And then boot him and boot Ovechkin for not handing the cup to Holtby. It didn't matter how many goals Ovechkin scored, if it wouldn't have been for the stops that Holtby made. And it wasn't Nicklas Backstrom, because he's the one that's caused them not to win the cup on previous occasions. But I think it's disgusting that Holtby didn't get more recognition for some of the great stops that he made. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, so I'd just like to boot Denise Ferguson and Vic Dubois for spewing their liberal propaganda. They need to quit. And as far as Denise talking about the Trump and the Ford family, tell her to Google the Trudeau family, and then she can spew some more. She needs to quit, or we're going to not listen to this station anymore.
All right. Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute the Trump for dropping 121 bombs every day and one bomb every 12 minutes. Way to go. Thanks a lot.
I don't understand that reference on Twitter. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning. I got a salute for Washington Capitals to winning the Stanley Cup, but I also have a boot for Gary Bettman. Okay. Why in the world would he have Ovechkin to win the Conn Smythe when the guy who won the game was the goaltender Holtby? I don't understand that. I don't know what he was smoking up that night.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi.
Yes.
I'd like to salute the Rush for winning the cup.
Absolutely. Yeah, wasn't that a lot of fun?
Yeah. I'll say it was.
There's more to the story than she's given us, but anyways, thanks for your call.
Oh, geez, thanks. Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I like to salute the guys that cut the grass along the highway on 263 by Christopher Lake. They did a really, really good job. Good job, boys. Thanks. Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I would like to salute Coffee Talk. That woman that called in, I don't want to boot her. She's entitled to her opinion. But Coffee Talk this morning was excellent.
Thank you.
It always usually is. So you guys have a great day.
Thank you for the call, and you too. 306-938-0600 is the call or text line this morning, or you can call us, of course, toll-free anywhere in Western Canada, 1-800-667-3727. You surprised at what's happening?
No, not. I always just, you know what, everybody has their opinion. Some people like some things, some people don't like some things, and that's the way the world goes around. You never make everybody happy.
No.
Sometimes you don't make anybody happy.
Just ask Chris Jones right now.
Oh, you know what, though? In fairness, he's right. It is a young man's game. Now, with that being said, you know, we have a certain soft spot. We're Saskatchewanians. We have a certain soft spot in our heart for really good people, and Rob Bagg is a really good guy.
No, you're right. Absolutely. And again, when the president of the team is going to call you after the news has passed along, you know, that speaks something to the character and what you've done for the organization. Quite frankly.
But it is true. It's a young man's game.
Yeah, but you do need character as well, right? So, obviously, you have to move on. There's going to be new leaders. I didn't really like what I saw, and I don't really know who the leaders are after Friday night against Calgary.
And that's just the thing. Friday night did not go very well for most of the offense and defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like anybody was really lighting it up.
No, and it wasn't like we could say back at Edmonton where, well, you know, we're playing our third and fourth stringers. It was
a lot of number one guys.
Yeah.
And a lot of penalties. Like, they got to get that thing under control.
Yep, I would agree. So, well, find out if you want to talk about the Riders. Of course, they'll open their regular season taking on the Grey Cup champion Toronto Argonauts, so that'll be big.
Under no circumstances, though, when you cut a well-known and beloved member of the team, even if it's the prudent thing to do, you're never going to find any support for that.
No. And Bakari Grant, I thought was a surprise. I thought he was a shoo-in to stick around. So too with Chad Owens in the end of the year that he had last year.
I have to say, the fact that those three guys were released all together, in some ways, maybe took a little of the sting off of Rod Begg, because everybody thought Bakari Grant and Chad Owens were, like you said, sure-ins too. And so for all three of those guys to go in one swoop means that there's some serious changes afoot.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Now,
yeah.
if it works, everybody will be loving it. And, you know, in a couple of weeks, it'll be, remember Rob Begg? Yeah, he was such a great player. However, if it doesn't start well at the beginning of the season, you know what people are going to be saying.
Absolutely. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'd like to boot Greater operator of the west side of RM Corman Park. They brought four tandems of fresh gravel on our lane, our one-mile lane, and put it down just beautifully, only to have the grader operator come 2 days later and skid half of it into the ditch. Thank you.
938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Interesting to see the reaction from the G7 summit over the weekend.
Oh, Dave. What a cluster mess that was.
Well, and what it is that Donald Trump is on the attack of our prime minister. And it's funny to gauge the response of people because, for example, there are callers to this program that, you know, are very much against Prime Minister Trudeau. But as soon as Donald Trump says something about our prime minister, we're going to come to his defense real quick. I think that's the way it should be, right?
That is, well, you know, I'm looking out. I fully support anybody who's looking out for me and my people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're Canadian, you're my people.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
Okay, there's another salute for the Art in the Park yesterday. Beautiful work. Nice weather. Thank you to all the volunteers. And a suggestion for next year, it'd be nice to have more seating, especially for seniors, but then there would have to be some more volunteers to find chairs, transport them, set them up, and then put them away again. Any volunteers, able volunteers out there for next year? Thank you.
Thank you for the call. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Also a salute to all that were involved yesterday. I thought the ceremony was well done in unveiling the plaques for Joni Mitchell and the promenade. And, of course, getting a plaque set up over on Broadway Avenue in front of the theater. I thought, great job.
And she was watching it on the live stream.
Yeah.
So she couldn't be here because she's not feeling, her health is some reports are failing. But she at least had the chance to be there in spirit and to see it all happen. So I thought that was nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to salute Donald Trump. At least, you know, he looks after his people. And he looks after his country, not this prime minister that we have in here. I hope that Trump puts this Trudeau in his place, and that's exactly what he needs.
All right, thank you. Boots and Salutes.
Morning. I want to salute all those crews you see downtown at 6 o'clock in the morning with those bright neon vests that are constantly picking up our garbage. They're watering our plants, cleaning out our shrub beds, so thank you.
Thank you for the call. And that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes on this Monday morning. More of your calls coming up. After 10 to 8 tomorrow morning.